This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Nowhere to be found. Welcome to the Beckus. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, for being with us, for being part of the solution. No, seriously, I want you part of the solution. Not just complaining. Don't just spew the party line. Please, please, please get informed and use the information to win other people over, to inform other people, to explain to them truly what's going on and what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I'm tired of hearing how the Democrats are for the poor, the Democrats are the only ones that care about women and clean. You know, I played that clip the other night from the Pelosinator, right? How Republicans hate clean air. We hate women. We hate kids. We're just a hateful group. Get over it. We're just a hateful group. Deal with it. It's just the way we are. Anyway, so what you find out when you do a little bit of homework, a little bit of history. And I think we've done these stories before, but you know, poverty was actually plummeting in the 60s before LBJ got involved. You know, Kennedy and others really had laid an economic foundation. Things were getting better in this country for everybody, not just for the rich who were getting richer. The poor were getting richer, too. The poor, well, rich. They were getting more money. They were doing better. At least my family felt that way back in the 70s, and then things started taking a nosedive. They talked about how good it was at one point in time. But if you go back to the days of LBJ, where he decided that they needed to fix poverty in this country, anytime the government, especially when it's led by Democrats, says we're going to fix this, it should send shudders up down your spine. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So the observation about the economics back then, right, is that a nation's prosperity is determined in part by the quantity and quality of labor and capital. Right, they call them factors of production. Frequently, you know, you look at the tax policies. There's less incentive to invest sometimes. After all, if the government imposes extra layers of tax, the more taxes you have, the less money you have to reinvest. When you reinvest, you give jobs to other people. We're paying the payroll taxes. They're buying stuff at stores, which means taxes are being collected without raising them on any one person or one group. Bad tax laws also discourage labor, right? High marginal tax rates, they penalize people for being productive. Really, why do you have to take so much money away from rich people? They worked, the majority of them have worked really hard to get their wealth. The majority of them, blood, sweat, and tears, are these small business people, and you're going to go in and tax them more for doing better. You're going to punish them for doing a better job. And the infamous words of Barack Obama, well, you didn't do that, right? Because you didn't build the roads, the government did. You didn't build the systems by which you could do business on, the government did, but they did it with your money. That's the part he keeps leaving out. shouldn't overlook how government discourages low-income people from being productively employed. You have to look at the bigger picture here. If you think about the welfare state effect on the poor. Now look, this whole thing for me is about the fact that poverty in the U.S. was plummeting right up until the point that Lyndon Johnson declared war on it. Until the Democrat president got involved with it. Until the government decided that they were big enough and smart enough and knew better than you were going to take over. The Wall Street Journal's John Early and Phil Graham, they shared some numbers about growing dependency in the United States. During the 20 years before the war on poverty was funded, the portion of the nation living in poverty had dropped from 14.7 dropped to 14.7 from 32%. Since 1966, the first year with a significant increase in anti-poverty spending, right? Get that. 66 was the first year that all this stuff went into effect. The poverty rate reported by the Census Bureau had been virtually unchanged. Transfers targeted to low-income families increased in real dollars from an average of $3,000 per person in 1965 to $34,000 in 2016. Transfers now constitute 84% of the disposable income of the poorest people in America. Right? I mean, again, when the government got involved and they tried to work this stuff out, they made it worse. That's why they need to stay away. I mean, you have less and less and less of disposable income. You know what that? You know, disposable income is to buy the extra stuff with. It's the money that's left over, the percentage of money that's left over after you've paid all your bills. That massive expansion of redistribution of wealth that they all so much love. They just love it so much. It's negatively impacted incentives for people to work. I mean, seriously, if you can make as much money sitting at home playing video games as you can going out to actually work a full day's wage or work a full day, wouldn't you mostly going to sit at home playing a video game? Not even maybe. It is happening that way. The stated goal of war on poverty, it wasn't just to raise living standards, but also to make America's poor self-sufficient. Bring them into the mainstream. Did none of that. It really didn't. By 1975, the lowest earning fifth of the families had 24% more families with a prime work age that just didn't cut it, didn't bring in the money it needed to bring in. So poverty kept going up at that point. It had virtually flatlined. It was still trickling down before Johnson passed. So you know the ultimate thing here is government needs to stay out of our business. We'll be back in a few minutes with Evan Sayet. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You can't touch this.
One guess too late.
You can't touch this.
Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be. You need to be engaged, involved, and paying attention. I love this guy. All right, I was going to say I have one of my favorite guys on, but I got to tell you something. I have my favorite guy on. You know, we have a lot of guests on the show, but I don't get on that often. And when I do, I mean, he has got his finger on what's going on. His new book, Apocalypse, is Apocalypse Now. I'm sorry, Apocalypse Now. Now, Apocalypse, you made Evan. Apocalypse is not a real word. You just made this up, didn't you?
Well, I made it up. It's the fake plural of apocalypse. And so the real word is apocalypses. But the irony is you can't have more than one apocalypse. All right? So Yeah, well, it's a metaphor to pocket a lie.
Unless you're the Democrats, you know, they kind of perfect everything over a period of time, don't they? You all.
Well, if they had been right even once, I mean, the book is, you know, it's written as if it's a children's book, and it's perfect for children, illustrated by the great editorial cartoonist A.F. Bronco,
yep.
And it's just a compendium, just page after page of all of the apocalypse that they've threatened us with for the last 50 or 60 years. You know, the original threat wasn't global warming, it wasn't climate change, it was global freezing. There was going to be an ice age.
Yep.
And they had a consensus, and I actually saw they replayed Walter Cronkite's very first report on the very first Earth Day. At the end of it, he's almost in tears, as if he had just gotten his death warrant. And in a way, he had, if he believed any of this stuff. And at the end, he turns to the camera and he goes, "The message is clear. Act now or die." That was 50 years ago.
Well, I'm still waiting for all the claims of the early, you know, I do the show from time to time where I pull up all the early, you know, they said that we were going to be 60 feet underwater in New York, all these predictions that never came through. And I like to tell my pseudo-religious friends, you know, in the Old Testament, when you made a prediction to come through, they stoned you, and I don't mean with a joint, you know what I'm talking about here, you know, just, you know.
Right. And maybe it's time for us to give a new definition to rock and roll.
There you go. I'm good with you.
Listen, that's the best I have. Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, listen, no, you got a poor introduction from yours truly, but, you know, in case you just tuned in, if you don't know who Evan Say It is, you've been in a coma for the last 50 years, apparently, but he's an author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and his 2007 lecture at the Heritage Foundation is the most viewed lecture in their history. And I always, you got to go catch it.
No, I'm perfect. Perfect. Just keep going.
Well, I'm telling people, you got to go check it out. It's on YouTube. Check it out. Find it. And you know what? Get yourself a cup of coffee and, in my case, a couple of donuts and sit there and listen to it and get, you know, get informed. Look, I'm going to go on a tangent for a second here. I am so irritated. We go out and we do videos and we do these clips of people on the left. And they're going to put, like last week, I think what they have, 16 people show up for all their protests across the country. They're going to impeach Trump. And you ask them, what are you going to impeach him for? Well, he lied. What did he lie about? They can't answer your question, right? They can't answer. But I got to tell you something. To a degree, we're the same way, right? When you talk to our people about things that are going on and what have you, they love Trump. What did he do? Well, you know, he's done a lot of good things. What did he do? We need to be informed. We can't be them. We can't be the people we rail against, right?
Exactly right, but I do think we are more informed than they are, and even when we're stupid, at least we're stupid for the right reasons, for the right causes.
Yes, I prefer the term
AOC.
There you go. Anyway, yeah.
AOC.
AOC
actually declared point blank exactly what leftists believe, which is that it's more important to be morally right than it is to be factually right, and so facts don't matter to the left. Because they already know they're morally right. Our side, we might not know as much about global issues and even what's going on in the federal government as we should and we might, because we have other things in our lives. We run businesses. We have families. We have civic organizations. We belong to churches. We have Little League and Boy Scouts. The left has nothing but their activism and their anger and their hatred. So when we're not knowledgeable in the macro, we are in the micro. And that's what democracy was all about, was that look after yourself, take care of your family, be good in the eyes of God, be good citizens, be good business people, and we'll leave you alone to run your life. You don't have to be extremely knowledgeable in the macro. It's the micro. And because we actually have lives, we are knowledgeable in the micro. We know how a business operates. All right? We know how Little League works. We know how these things operate. The leftists know absolutely nothing except their anger and their hatred.
Yeah, you know, and again, we got a couple minutes left in this segment. You can carry it over if you want to. We kind of touched on it earlier, which was, you know, the left, first of all, they claim to have every ounce of civility, every ounce of knowledge. They know so much more than we do. They are always right. And I know these are just kind of blanket statements, but I want you to think about it. When Nancy Pelosi speaks and some of the others, the things that they're doing, the things they're trying to implement is because they know what's best for you. They've forgotten that they're a representative government. It's supposed to be looking to us for guidance, but they don't see it that way anymore. The Democratic Party has become so much further. So I mean, the party of gods, if you would, because they look at you and they go, no.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you don't know what you want. We know what's best for you, right?
Well, they have disdain for the average person. All right? They really are these oligarchs who look down on. And by the way, one thing that always strikes me about the left is that they say point blank what they believe. All right? It was Barack Obama who said, if you have a successful business, you didn't build that.
No.
The implication being that he did and the government did. All right? It was Barack Obama who said point blank that those of us who are religious and those of us who believe in our Second Amendment rights and our constitutional rights, that we cling to these things out of antipathy for people who are different than we are. In other words, we're racist and bigots and homophobes and xenophobes. That's why we cling to our Christianity and our Judaism. All right? Hillary Clinton said it point blank. We are deplorable. Not only are we deplorable, but we're irredeemably deplorable. All right? They say it point blank. They have hatred and disdain for anybody who actually works for a living. They look down on people who have jobs. Because if you were as smart as they were, you'd be as rich as they are, never having lifted a finger like they do.
That's so true.
The people in Right, the people in Hollywood think you're morons. Why would you go and join the military and risk your life for how much ever you get paid when you could be Robert De Niro, get paid $10 million for 6 weeks of pretending to be a member of the military? Obviously, you're stupid and he's smart. And because you're stupid and because he's smart, they get to tell you how to live.
We're going to take a quick break and come back for more of this wisdom from Evan Say It in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, I've got him duct taped in another room somewhere, so really don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Iran made a big mistake.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the growing escalation between Iran and the U.S. The latest incident, the military in Iran shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace.
This drone was in international waters, clearly. We have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. and they made a very bad mistake.
President Trump meeting with U.S. military leaders and members of Congress, then telling reporters,
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 249 points to close at 26,753, the NASDAQ up 64, and the S&P 500 up almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. A perfect opening for that song. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the solution. Okay, not just part of the complaint session. Be part of the solution as well. Speaking of being part of the solution, we're back with one of the best friends of the show, one of the best guests that we have on the show. I got to have him on more often. He makes me feel good about myself. It makes me feel good about some of the stuff that I say, because sometimes you feel like you're the lone wolf out here screaming. Evan Sayed is the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. His 2007 lecture at the Heritage Foundation is the most viewed lecture in their history. And then his recent book, Apocalypse Now, and it does, you know, you're right, it does look like a child's book, which means that they'll probably pick it up and really fool themselves. And you had said earlier, Branko, he's a great cartoonist, isn't he? A great illustrator.
Hey, Branko, look, the book was funny to begin with. In fact, I even was performing it on stage as just a poem because it was funny in and of itself. But when I turned to AF and to Tony and I asked him to illustrate it, he took every one of my ideas and just made them better. And I'm so thrilled. It was important to me. Look, I didn't sit down to write a children's book. That's not my pedigree. That's not my heritage. It's not what I do. But I recognized there was something missing in the collection of books that are out there. And what people are recognizing, and this means so much to me, it's perfect for children. It's necessary. It's needed by children. But it's also adult political satire. And when this book came out, it's been out now for, I think, 3, 6, 7, 8 weeks. The first 3 weeks it was out, it was the number one new release in America in two categories, political humor, which is aimed at adults, and children's environmental books. So people were getting that it's perfect for kids, but it's also a book for adults.
No, just the mere fact that it made it to that one, and not saying anything against you, but it made it to number one that fast. I mean, people want this. They want this information. You know, and I want you, you know, people, you didn't catch this, but see, I have to call him AF Branko, and he gets to call him Tony. You know what I'm saying? It tells you what's going on.
Well, actually, I get to call him T-Bone.
So, all right, we were talking about, you know, the Dems do. They honestly do. You see it in their face. You see it when they talk with you, how they have a disdain for the average person. And if you recall, during the 2016 election, you know, Nancy Pelosi, remember they used to call them blue-collar workers. That was their favorite. Blue-collar, we got to stick up for blue-collar workers, right? Now she started calling them low-information voters. She actually
which, by the way, is which is not true. I don't know if this math is exactly right, but it's darn close. People who go to universities where they are miseducated are actually 8 years stupider than the person who never went to college at all. Because the person who goes to college and goes and takes these courses that are just totally propaganda, they lost 4 years by being misinformed, and they lost 4 more years by not being out in the real world learning about what actually happened. So the person who doesn't go to college is 8 years smarter than those who are misinformed, and by the way, also $100,000 richer.
Yeah, no kidding. Seriously. I know kids close to me, friends of kids, $80,000, $100,000. And you know what? You realize at one point in time, that was your house. You've got to pay that off like you pay off a house. It's crazy. You know, recently, the thing I love, you know, let's talk a little bit about Biden now, because you can't go a whole segment without talking about Biden. You know, remember Obama and Biden said, hey, you know, manufacturing was never going to come back. Coal was never going to come back. These things were gone. We were going to have to settle on the 2% GDP. And then it comes back, right? And now, you know, manufacturing is up. We're bringing it back. You know, coal mining is back up. And Biden is out there going, and, you know, Trump is taking credit for all the stuff that me and Barack did. Well, but you and Barack said it would never come back. Is your crystal ball broken? Did you lie to us? You're confused.
Right. No, it's pretty amazing. There's actually a meme out there now that shows Donald Trump as a young man shaking Ronald Reagan's hand. And a picture of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And it says something to the effect of, back in 1987, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were members of Congress. Blaming Ronald Reagan for everything. 32 years later, they're still members of Congress, only now they're blaming Donald Trump for everything.
That's perfect. And it's so true. We have, and you and I have talked about this on other shows. We have become, and they have allowed, nobody has to take responsibility for any anymore, right? They don't take responsibility for any of their ills, anything they've done. And look at all the things that they have pushed that have gone wrong, that have gone sideways. So when it comes to education, they want to take over the education world. Look where it is today.
Right. In fact, I was just writing about this today for my next book, which is still a long way away, but it's called Countering Culture. Remember the 60s of Counterculture?
Yeah. Yep.
So Countering Culture, the left's war against all that is human. And I'm going back to the civil rights era. Because the Democrats don't deny that the Democratic Party was responsible for every evil this nation has endured, slavery. And the Democratic Party was responsible for Jim Crow and segregation. People don't always think about this, but the Democratic Party, Martin Van Buren, the founder of the Democratic Party, one of the founders of the Democratic Party, conjured the Indian Removal Act, and it was a successor, the Democratic Party icon, Andrew Jackson, who implemented it with such disdain and disregard for humanity that became known as the Trail of Tears. It was the Democrat Franklin Delano Roosevelt who interned the Japanese. Every single major blot on America's history is because of the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party doesn't even deny this. Instead, they invented this total nonsense that suddenly in 1968, magically, somebody blew a whistle and everybody in the Republican Party offices grabbed their papers and ran to the Democratic Party headquarters. Everybody in the Democratic Party headquarters grabbed their papers and ran to the Republican Party headquarters, and the two parties flip-flopped. No, they didn't. In fact, even to this day, FDR's policies, there are three things that make a Democrat a Democrat. All right? There's globalism, the idea of a borderless society, there is socialism, and there's the most evil of all, collectivism, the idea that a human being isn't defined by his own behaviors, but by his skin color, his race, yeah, his nationality, his income. And the same collectivism that allowed the Democratic Party to own slaves and Jim Crow and segregation and Indian removal and Japanese internment is exactly the same collectivism. We call it identity politics. But there is no difference, none, between the Indian Removal Act and all men are toxic. All women must be believed. All whites have lived a life of privilege. This collectivism is exactly the same. The socialism is exactly the same. And by the way, it goes all the way back to Adolf Hitler. The Democratic Party is the heirs to Hitler's ideology. Right? Hitler was a socialist. It's impossible to deny that. Not even the Democrats deny it. What the Democrats say is, well, wasn't it socialism? Oh, his socialism was great. We're going to recreate his socialism right down to the concept that only members of the ruling regime will be allowed to own guns. But it was his nationalism. If we could just eliminate his nationalism, but Joe, Hitler wasn't a nationalist.
No.
The national and national socialist no more makes him a nationalist than the National and National Basketball Association makes LeBron James a Nazi. He didn't take over the regional socialist party. He didn't take over the state socialist party. He took over the national socialist party.
Yep.
It's like Hitler was a globalist in his first attempt, the first foray into taking over the world was to unify Europe, to obliterate borders and create a unified socialist Europe. Well, what's the first thing the left has done now? Obliterate borders and create a European Union with a socialist ideology.
Yep.
They are the heirs to Hitler.
Yeah, I you know, you look at what they're doing. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. But I got to tell you, you take a look at everything that they stand for. You're right. Wiping out the borders. You can't arrest the illegal aliens anymore.
And the big one, Joe, is collectivism.
All right, hold on.
The idea.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Senior host. Don't go far. And he's revved up, so don't worry about it. We'll be right back. That's when you can't stop him. I mean, seriously. Joe Senior host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More when Evan see it right after the break.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
That's actually one of my favorites. Joe McTeague, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I always so much appreciate when he joins us on the show. We're back, and I always appreciate the time that this man spends with me. I'm gonna rename him now. I'm going to call him Revved Up Say It. Evan Say It, he's the author of Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. His 2007 lecture of the Heritage Foundation is the most viewed lecture in their history. Write that down, and after the show, not now while we're talking, all right? Don't be goofy. But after the show, go grab it and listen to it. Grab a coffee, a couple of donuts. You'll get through it with a couple of donuts. I'll tell you, because I do it a couple of donuts. He's also written his newest book, Apocalypse. And you know, again...
Apocalypse Now!
Well, it felt like it's yesterday. Apocalypse Now. Okay, gotcha. Apocalypse Now. I'll get this one right after 27 interviews, too. No, you gotta pick it up at Amazon, and I got to tell you something. It's a great book. It's an easy read. If you can't get through this book, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't be driving. All right, you probably couldn't pass that either. Evan, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time with me, bud.
My pleasure. And yeah, I am revved up because when you're comparing an ideology to Adolf Hitler, you better be serious and you better be angry. You know? And the great evil, every great evil that this world has ever known has been a result of collectivism. Whether it was Hitler saying all Jews should die, or whether it's the Islamists saying all infidels and this, which allows them to fly airplanes into buildings and kill infidels at random. Every evil in this world has come due to collectivism. And the Democratic Party acknowledges that there are collectivists. Socialism and Marxism is all about the collective. Right? And socialism is based on, Marxism is based on, the rich people are evil. It doesn't matter how they got their money, how they spend their money. It doesn't matter who they are, what they do. The individual is irrelevant to the left. And it makes no difference if you're a national socialist, if you're a Soviet socialist, if you're a Chinese socialist, if you're a Venezuelan socialist, or the new name that they've given them out of necessity, the democratic socialist. Socialism is by definition a collectivist ideology. And collectivism is by definition the font of all evil.
Oh, you preach it to the choir, and you already know that. You know it. It's really interesting though, because again, we as Republicans, conservatives, I don't know how you want to group us all together. For the longest time, we never wanted to call them out on this stuff. We wanted to live and let live. You know what I'm saying? We just wanted to live our lives, and it bit us in the butt, didn't it?
Indeed, and I think this is maybe, and there's a book out called, oh gee whiz, I don't think it's the death of liberalism, but it says perhaps it's inevitable that when you have a live and let live ideology, as the Republicans do, look, the truth is that true liberalism, lowercase l, resides in the Republican Party. Because what it is we conservatives seek to conserve is a liberal democracy. It's the left that we have a rhetorical problem, because we do call them liberals because they call themselves liberals, but they're not liberals. Liberals are Republicans, and this is what we have to win. We have to get the people who still vote Democrat, thinking they're voting for lowercase l liberals, have to come to recognize that true liberalism is on the right. Fascism, Nazism, communism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, they are all on the left. They can only be from the left. So the political spectrum, the ideological spectrum, left to right, is designed to show how much authoritarianism and totalitarianism a person wants in their government. The furthest left is communism. Total state rule, total state control, total state authority. Move slightly to the right and you get to socialism. According to the latest Democratic Party socialists, that's between 70 and 90% of your income confiscated by the government. And about 70 to 90% of everything you can say, do, wear, think, controlled by the government. It's only once you get to the right that you have limited government. And so the conservatives believe in a limited government of the Constitution. The libertarians believe in minimal government. Going all the way to the extreme of the right, you don't have totalitarianism. You don't have authoritarianism. You have anarchy. No government at all. Totalitarianism and authoritarianism can only come from the left. And obviously, when AOC suggests these grand plans where she's going to design every building, and they're going to tell you what means of transportation you can use, and they tell you what language you can speak, what words you're allowed to use, obviously, they're the totalitarians, they're the authoritarians. So now add to Hitler's globalism, his socialism, his collectivism, the totalitarianism, and the authoritarianism that can only come from the left. And Joe, these are the heirs to Hitler.
Oh, listen.
We should be very afraid.
I agree with you. Let me ask you a question, though. When it comes to AOC, and you know, her terms about the, her comments about the concentration camps and all of that, is this outright defiance? Is this outright just them wanting their way, or is it true ignorance? Because I got to tell you something. When you listen to some of these people, you don't even understand how they get out of bed in the morning. They're just extremely ignorant people.
They're not ignorant people. They don't care about the facts. They possess the facts. For example, this is the one I used in my original speech to the Heritage Foundation. It's not like we don't know that there's a greater chance that a 27-year-old Islamic male with a beard on a prayer rug yelling Allahu Akbar before he boards a plane is more likely to blow up that plane than a 97-year-old Swedish great-great-grandmother. Yet, we have to intentionally make ourselves stupid. We have to intentionally pretend we don't know the facts in order to eliminate discrimination. And the left just doesn't care about facts. Again, AOC herself said it's more important to be morally correct than it is to be factually correct. She was preceded in saying this by Howard Zinn, author of the single most assigned text on American history in America's public schools, private schools, and universities. In other words, chances are that our children, your child, is learning our history from this man, and he said, quote, objectivity is undesirable. He said that when what you see with your own eyes, do not report the truth. Lie, because it is more important to advance the causes of humanity, which is, by the way, them running the government, because we're stupid, racist, bigots, homophobes, and xenophobes. And so it's not that they don't know the facts. It's that they're not allowed to process the facts in an effort to come to the rightful answer.
I'm thinking of again, we're in this election mode, if you would, election cycle, campaigning cycle already, and I'm thinking of all those things that they actually believe, that they actually, you said it earlier, you know, they don't believe in borders, right? They won't call them undocumented, well, they call them undocumented workers, they will not call them illegal aliens. They want to give, like in California, full medical insurance for illegals, yet American citizens can't get full medical insurance. They're just from an altered universe. I know we keep beating this to death, but I don't know where to go with it. They're from an alternate universe. And you just
they absolutely are. We are diametrically opposed and mutually exclusive in how we see the world. But that's where war comes from. War doesn't come from disagreements. War comes when there are mutually exclusive ideologies. There's simply no way for Islamism and Western liberalism to coexist. There is no middle ground between kill all infidels and live free and pursue your own happiness.
Right.
There is no middle ground. That's got to come to fisticuffs.
Evan, right? I had an imam on the show who said that there's you can't have Sharia law, you cannot have Islamic law and the Constitution, which is why he tells his congregation, he tells the people he deals with in his mosque, you should not be running for office in this country. Think about that.
Yep. No, they are mutually exclusive, and therefore it's why every time Islam bumps heads with Western civilization, there's going to be confrontation and war. It just is. And with the left, there is no middle ground between open borders and safe borders.
Right.
Right? There's middle ground if we're talking about how many illegal aliens to allow in or what our immigration policy is going. But when the left says it's a manufactured crisis, open borders, let them all in, and what number becomes a compromise at that point?
Yeah.
And the left doesn't compromise.
No.
The left doesn't compromise.
No, because we're too, yeah. Anyway, all right, real quick, they can get your book at Amazon.com. They can find you at evansayit.com. And where are you going to be? Tell people where you're going to be soon. And
I'm still negotiating with Freedom Fest about a spot there coming up in July.
Cool.
Yep. And mostly just promoting the book, writing the next book, and just doing what I do, which is an entire mishmash of things, from writing speeches for other people. You know, I've written two for the president. I just got back from the Black Tie Ronald Reagan Awards dinner where I was on stage in my tux, and damn if I didn't look.
That's my fault for letting him go too long. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Next hour, come on back. Girls are no longer girls. Seriously. We'll talk more about that.